Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, we're back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you. Mike Purchase joining us for our Top 10 Wednesday segment, which we do try to do weekly here on the show. Don't forget Wichita State taking on Tulsa tonight at the Roundhouse, 6 o'clock tip. You can hear it on our sister station, KEYN. So a big game in the American Athletic Conference for the Shockers. Their game Sunday against SMU has been postponed due to some COVID positives in the Mustangs roster. So unfortunate, but hopefully that game will be made up. All right, Top 10 Wednesday. Mike, what's your list, and what was your inspiration for it?
The inspiration is Denise Neal. Denise had an article about the best sandwich in the state of Kansas, and that was my inspiration. The best sandwich was listed as and she was debating whether or not it was a sandwich, was the Beer Rock from M&M Beer Rocks. And I responded that to me, that's not even the best Beer Rock in Wichita. And there's going to be some surprises, but it's foods that you basically put in your, things you put in your mouth to consume, not necessarily a meal. But Denise is the one that inspired me on this. So
I can't wait to get it started. I'm going with the top 10 City League basketball players that I covered during my time at the Wichita Eagle. And Jeff is going with what?
Favorite athletes from Canadian franchises. And I made sure they had, because a lot of these guys played for different teams, but made sure they had a relatively strong connection to the Canadian franchise.
Well, let's start there. Number 10 on your list of your favorite athletes from Canadian franchises.
I mean, you can't really do a list of Canadian franchises, Canadian sports, and exclude hockey. So this wasn't a token selection, even though I never saw this guy play. He won 4 Stanley Cups with the Edmonton Oilers, and I became close acquaintances with him. Kevin McClelland.
Kevin McClelland, number 10 on your list.
Former coach of the Wichita Thunder.
You were around him a lot during your years covering the Wichita Thunder. Mike, let's get down on your food list. Local favorites.
Some of these are going to be shocking, Bob. But number 10 on my list, there's a lot that could have been in the top 10. But this is Denise got me to think about Beer Rocks, and this is a shocker in my opinion. The best Beer Rock, the one that makes my mouth water, from Wichita, Kansas area, are the Beer Rocks that are served on Friday at St. Francis Hospital.
Really? Wow.
Yes. And there's going to be another surprise here in a minute like that, but St. Francis has tremendous food, and their Beer Rocks, I think, are by far. I come from a Mennonite background, so I know about Beer Rocks.
Well, that's
they were a regular staple at my house. I think that St. Francis has the best Beer Rocks in the area.
That's quite a compliment. We think of hospital food, and we turn our noses up. But you got number 10. My number 10, and it's my the best basketball players I saw during my years of covering high school sports, and that would have been from 1975 through 1982, my first stint covering high school sports, or 1981. And then my second stint was 1987 through 1991. So I had a quite a few years when I was a beat writer for high school sports. Number 10 on my list, Steve Woodbury slash, yeah, Steve Woodbury.
You don't get a slash.
I know. I almost had a slash. I'll go Steve Woodbury at number 10.
Steve Woodbury was a fine, fine player.
Wichita South High School, decorated two-time All-State player, two-time state championship winner. Jeff, number 9 on your list. Favorite athletes from Canadian franchises.
Guy who just wrapped up his career last year that started with the Toronto Raptors. Hard to say that people in my generation weren't enamored of his early career presence. Vince Carter.
Vince Carter.
Air Canada, they called him.
Vince Carter with a nod from Jeff. Mike, number 9 on your Wichita food list.
Love this place. Nothing beats Grandma's, but this place comes close. Is the fried chicken at Stroud's?
Well, how could you beat that? I love Stroud's. They were great to us for Thanksgiving. We need to get back out to Stroud's. That's going to be one. That's a goal in the very near future. Number 9 on my list.
I'll go with you.
Number 9 on my list. Well, I've messed this list up.
What are you doing?
Because I'm going to do the list that I originally prepared that did not include Connor Francamp or Perry Ellis because I wasn't the beat writer during those years,
okay,
but
I
was
the
columnist during those years. So number 9 on my list, I had Steve Woodbury, Johnny Murdoch tied at number 10. Number 9, another South player, Val Barnes, weighs in at number 9.
Could be pretty South heavy because when you covered the City League, they were preeminent in the state.
What if I told you that was my next to last South player on this list?
Surprising.
I've already had 3 of them.
Had 2.
Well, we had a tie.
Who was your slash again?
Woodbury Murdoch. Okay. Johnny Murdoch.
I think Steve Woodbury is better than.
Oh, my goodness. Johnny Murdoch was so good.
Oh, I was thinking of somebody else.
Who are you thinking of?
I was thinking of Jamal Walker.
Yeah,
who was also very good.
Who's very good, but he's not on my top 10. Number 8 on your list of favorite athletes who played in Canada.
I was a big media guide guy because you brought him back to me all the time. You gave him to me.
See, thing I did as a father, Mike.
And I remember this guy on the cover of a San Diego Padres media guide along with Gary Sheffield because they led the league in home runs and batting average the previous year. Fred McGriff.
Fred McGriff, who I guess you're going to go to his years in Toronto?
Yeah, but
Didn't play there very long.
He didn't, but he started his career there, and he had some really good years in Toronto. So I'm going to give Fred McGriff some love.
All right. Number 8 on your list, Mike.
I love Reuben sandwiches, and one of the best I've ever had is at Nancy's Amazing Sandwiches in Mays. If you like a Reuben, you can't beat it.
Nancy's Amazing Sandwiches in Mays. Jeff, have you ever been there?
I have not.
You're a sandwich guy.
Well, I guess I need to go. Maybe I'll stop there on the way home.
Is it open kind of all the time, Mike? Is it one of those places
Yeah, they're open most of the time. I mean, certainly for carry out and that type of thing. They don't go late into the evening, so they close early, but it is a great Reuben sandwich.
Well, that just intrigues the heck out of me. Nancy's Amazing Sandwiches. Number 8 on my list of the best City League basketball players I covered, Adrian Griffin, Wichita East High School, now an assistant coach with the Toronto Raptors, had a great collegiate career at Seton Hall, played in the NBA for a good amount of time. He's number 8. On my list.
Can't complain about that selection.
It's a who's who.
Who was the coach at East and when they won that state title?
Eddie Southern.
Oh, yeah, Ed Southern, of course.
Yeah. Number 7 on your list, Jeff, of your favorite.
Did we get to Mike's number 8? We did,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Didn't we, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, Reuben's.
Yeah, Reuben.
This is the guy I go back and look at quite frequently because he had – a very underrated career. He had 1 year with Toronto where he was just otherworldly, threatened to hit 400, ended up at 360-something. John Olerud.
Really, John Olerud is on your top 10 list of athletes who played for Canadian franchises.
I love John Olerud.
John Olerud came in here one summer and played for the Kenai Peninsula Oilers. I'm almost sure that's the team he played for.
He's a
and ripped the cover off the ball. What's the distinguishing feature? And I'm going to ask Mike this.
Yeah.
Of John Olerud, Mike. If you know this, I'll buy you a Reuben at the sandwich shop in Mays.
I have no idea. Maybe ripping a baseball apart or something. I have no idea.
He wore a batting helmet in the field.
Oh, wow.
Defensively.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he suffered a concussion. So that he did that to stay safe. Number seven.
Well, just real quick, 295 career hitter, 398 career on base.
Great player.
22, borderline Hall of Famer. That's
how many hits?
2239, 500 doubles.
Yeah, he's a great player.
1230 RBIs, great player.
You could see it when he was here.
Yes, yeah. Love John Olerud.
Number seven on my list of my the best City League basketball players that I covered. Now, we could go into the best City League basketball players of all time someday. It would change the list a little bit because, obviously, I didn't cover in the 60s when that was a heyday of City League basketball as well. But number seven on my list, former Cape and Mount Carmel big man, Greg Dreiling, a McDonald's All-American.
Yeah.
Good choice. Hard to – it would be tough to leave him off of a list.
Yeah, me too.
All right. What do you have to say about that, Mike?
Dreiling was a great, great player. I mean, I'm not – you're covering areas that I – or eras that I wasn't here, didn't live here. But he most definitely a great player that's known around the country.
All right, we move into the top six now. Jeff's list of his favorite athletes who played in Canada. Number six.
Yeah, who had identifying seasons in Canada and are
associated. Yeah, whatever.
Well, it's not like I'm just going to pick a guy who played there.
Everybody gets it. Number six.
Number six. Guy I'm fascinated with, even though most of his career in Toronto happened before I was.
Do you have anybody who didn't play in Toronto? I love how you say that name. You get on me for how I pronounce things. Here's Jeff saying he played in Toronto.
I don't think I said it at all.
That's
like
exactly
that.
What you
played
said.
Played in Toronto.
Toronto.
Well, what's the name of the city?
Say it again.
Toronto.
Who is it?
George Bell.
George Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely love George Bell. A guy who did not have an underrated career, overrated career, won an MVP that he shouldn't have won. But who cares? We can look back on him a little fondly.
He was a single-digit number guy, I believe number six. Am I right about that?
I don't think you're correct.
That doesn't sound right.
He
but
was number 11 for the Blue Jays.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Mike, number six on your list, and I'm enjoying your list. Number six of your favorite local foods.
I consider this local, and it is definitely worth a little bit of a road trip, is the chicken fried steak at Hoof and Horn in Sedgwick.
Yeah, I've been there a few times, and that is a really good steak, chicken fried steak. I've had that. I've also had some other of their steaks. That's definitely worth the road trip.
Yeah.
Size Hoof and Horn in Sedgwick. Jeff, have you been?
I don't believe that I have.
I don't understand that.
Well, it's difficult for me to go to a lot of restaurants because my
family plan a road
is
trip,
limited
Jeff.
In what they can eat. I'm Jeff, in, Mike. If you want to do that, I'm in.
We can plan a road trip, and I'll buy Jeff some mountain oysters for an appetizer.
Oh, that I'd pay to see that.
Can I pick the appetizer, please?
I had the I had mountain oysters one time in my life, and it was at a restaurant in Dodge City when I was out there covering the Dodge City Tournament of Champions. I was very naive, very young, not really sure what I was doing, and it was not my best moment for sure. Number six on my list of all-time City League basketball players, Perry Ellis.
I thought you were doing best, not favorite.
Best, okay. Not favorite. Best. This is gonna be a controversial list. Number six, Perry Ellis. It will be controversial in some ways.
Too low.
I don't believe so.
Unmatched resume, and will never be matched again.
I can almost hear Joe Auer yelling in my ears as I say that, and he would have a point. It's debatable. It's debatable. But wait till you hear my top five.
Number two all time in scoring in the City League, 4 All State, 4 state titles.
And I get it.
Pretty good.
I get it. I understand it. I'm talking about the best City League basketball players that I covered. Okay? And I like I say, it's open.
But that's your number six.
It's open to debate.
Blind resume. That's number three at worst. You're underrating Perry Ellis for something, and we'd all like to know what it is.
It's open for debate, correct?
No,
I don't think it's open for debate. I want to hear your other top five. I can tell you that.
Right. I mean,
I hope that was Joe Auer who lit up your phone just now.
It does seem low. I get it, and I understand it. I'm doing the best City League basketball players I covered. Jeff's doing his top 10 favorite Canadian athletes that are famous for their time with a Canadian franchise.
You don't have to say
and
it
Mike is doing top 10 local foods. Jeff, number five on your list.
We can just say athletes from Canadian
number five
franchises.
On your list.
They're not Canadian athletes. Number
Canadian
five.
Canadian athletes, top five list.
Number five, another guy who played in Toronto, Carlos Delgado.
Toronto.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Carlos Delgado makes Jeff's list.
Love him.
Mike, number five on your list of local foods.
Well, I was almost thinking we skipped one, but that being said, I'll put these two
Wait
together.
A minute. Did we skip one?
I think we did.
Give us number six.
Number six on mine would be the ribeye at Chester's Chop House.
We don't have the money to go to Chester's Chop House, but congratulations.
That sounds amazing.
That does sound pretty good.
Because of the money is why it's number six.
All right, now number five.
Number five on my list would be the habanero caramel pecan praline. It's not praline, it's praline at the Nifty Nut House.
Well, that does sound pretty good. Although pecans, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about pecans.
Well, it's kind of hard to have a pecan praline without the pecan.
It kind of is, isn't it? But when you say praline, I like that word. Number five on my list of best City League basketball players I covered, Connor Francamp.
Boom.
Now, some will say, how can you have Francamp above Ellis?
Yeah.
I get
not
it.
Cool.
Again, I understand. I don't know.
I'll have Connor above Ellis.
What's
I'll
that?
Back it up because of the high school. I'm looking at high school, not college. And I think that Connor personally was a better high school player than Perry. Not to put Perry down at all.
No, that's not putting opinion. Perry down at all. But to me, Connor Francamp was just an amazing high school player. Now, I don't know that we'll ever see anything like it.
12 state tournament wins to none.
So does that mean that Ellis was a better player or that he had a better team?
North had some good teams in Connor's years.
Does that mean Ellis was a better player or that Perry Ellis had Evan Wessel?
If in any other sport where you're ranking players – and they're so close that you're going to rank them 6 and 5 all time. Wouldn't that be a good way to separate them potentially?
So you'd rank Ellis above Francamp.
I'm not necessarily saying that.
Well, put something behind your words.
I'm just challenging your thinking.
Number four on your list of athletes, favorite athletes who played in Canada.
Now, this is going to be my Perry Ellis at number six for a lot of people. Number four is Fred Van Vliet.
Only number four.
That's correct.
How can you call yourself a Wichitan if he's only number four?
Well, he made the list. Joe Carter did not.
Wow. Want to explain that one?
I just never felt that way.
He played for the Indians.
Joke, but I wasn't an Indians fan then. I barely even knew life existed in the late 80s when he was bumping around for the Indians.
Unbelievable omission, Mike. Your thoughts on Jeff not including Joe Carter?
Well, I'm not going to say much because I bet you Jeff don't have my favorite player of all time out of Canada on his list at all. But I'll just leave it at that.
I bet I don't. So you can just tell us who it is because I guarantee you I don't have him.
Condridge Holloway for the Toronto.
Toronto?
I'm trying to imitate Jeff.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say Rusty Staub or somebody like that.
No. Condridge Holloway is my favorite player out of Canada all the time. He played in the sea. We know who he is. So one of the great quarterbacks.
Jeff has no clue who that is. I can tell you.
Well, neither do you.
Played in the CFL.
Yeah, he just said that.
No, I didn't hear that. He was a great player.
What position?
Quarterback.
Mike?
Did he play at the University of Tennessee?
That's exactly right. He's also an assistant coach at Tennessee right now, but one of the great quarterbacks out of the Canadian Football League of all time.
Jeff?
But I guess I didn't think about CFL
Jeff
players.
Didn't think I knew. And here's the thing.
I was skeptical as to whether you knew. And now you said you've proven yourself. So
number four on my list of the best City League basketball players I covered during my years covering City League basketball in the mid-70s into the early 80s and then in the late 80s into the very early 90s, Aubrey Sherrod, Wichita Heights High School. It's a who's who list here, folks.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
What do you mean,
Okay. I'm just
wait a minute. What is home?
I just want to make sure that all the players that you have ahead of Fran Campanellis are better than all-time leading scorer in the City League and second all-time leading scorer in the City League with four All-State selections and four state titles.
Does Aubrey Sherrod qualify?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Number three on your list of your favorite all-time athletes who played in Canada. Let's go. Quit drinking water.
I thought it was Mike's turn. Did he do his?
Mike, did you do yours?
No. My number four. I've not done my number four yet.
Do number four.
My number four, which is the great surprise where people laugh at me until they try it. Are you ready for this? The best Philly cheesesteak I've ever had outside of Philadelphia. I brought them up once at St. Francis Hospital.
Wow.
People
laugh
at me about that until they try it. And after they've tried it, they agree with me.
Can you just go try it, or have you talked to fellow hospitalized people?
No, you just go there and go in back to the cafeteria and order it. Then they make it fresh right there. It's so good.
What are they going to do this week when a whole bunch of people show up to have the Philly cheesesteak sandwich and the other one you mentioned?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think the people that try it agree with me. They can't believe how good it is. So it's just
number
there for years, and he knows what he's doing. Go ahead, Bob.
Number three on your list, Jeff, of Canada people.
This guy would be probably number one if he hadn't been associated with other franchises. But since he gave up Kobe Bryant's 81-point game, he does have a connection to Toronto. Jalen Rose.
That doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't
count? Jalen Rose spent about an hour and a half in Canada.
Played with the Raptors.
For how long?
I don't know, a season or two?
That's a joke.
That's why he's number three instead
That's
of number
joke.
One.
That's a joke. I mean, these lists have integrity.
Well, Jalen Rose, again, I love him.
Number three on your...
He only played 13 years in the NBA. He played two and a half seasons with Toronto.
Number three on your list, Mike, of your favorite local foods.
Number three, I'm a Southern boy, and Southern boys love banana pudding. And the best banana pudding I've had around here is at Pig In and Pig Out. It's really good. It's homemade. It's legit.
Pig In, Pig Out, banana pudding. That sounds good. Number three on my list of the best City League basketball players I covered, Antoine Carr, also from Wichita Heights. Any disagreement there?
It's you can't really, but it's just when you roll out resumes.
It's not about resume. It's about the best players.
Okay, then you're right. Antoine Carr's right there.
We're not looking at resumes.
I get it.
Most successful, Perry Ellis won. Okay?
Right.
Best? No.
Okay.
Number two on your list, Jeff, athletes with Canada ties.
Finally getting into that other baseball franchise formerly in Canada, Vladimir Guerrero.
Vladimir Guerrero weighs in at number two.
Love him. Absolutely love Vladimir Guerrero. Wish there were more guys like that now, but there aren't.
Well, he's got a son, so maybe you can...
Maybe
you should become a Blue Jays fan.
I don't like teams that play indoors.
Well, they open up the roof most of the time.
I get that, but it's still like, I just don't like it. I don't like that look. I don't like watching games like that.
A number two for you, Mike, on local foods here from Wichita, Kansas.
My favorite main food in Wichita, I love the burnt ends at Bite Me Barbecue.
The burnt ends at Bite Me Barbecue. I've never really gone for the burnt ends anywhere. I don't know why.
I didn't have lunch today, Mike, and this list is really doing some psychological damage to me.
Burnt ends at Backyard Barbecue. Number two on my list of the best City League basketball players from my era of coverage, Darnell Valentine, also Wichita Heights. You had to see Darnell Valentine play high school basketball to even believe it. He was better defensively than he was offensively, and he was great offensively. I've never seen a player change a game defensively the way Darnell Valentine could, and I doubt that I ever will. When he was guarding you, you had no chance. No chance whatsoever, Jeff.
All right. I believe you.
Do you have a problem with that pick?
No.
All right.
No, he's fantastic.
And now we go to number one, Jeff's list of athletes who performed in Canada for professional sports franchises.
Yeah, I think anyone who...
And if this isn't Jason Duda... I'm disowning you.
He didn't play in Canada.
Of course he did. Played junior hockey.
Not professionally. These are pro athletes.
How do you know he didn't get paid to play?
Well, I hope he did. He deserved it.
Number one.
But I think anyone who knows me and has listened to this show knows the infatuation I have with this young right-handed pitcher, Pedro Martinez.
There you go. There's Jeff's list. Pedro Martinez at number one. Mike, let's get your number one of favorite local foods. I can't even imagine what it is. We're
number
intrigued
one,
to hear.
I may get in the car and drive down there here in just a couple of minutes. It's a slice of pie at Peace Loving Pie at Nassinger Park. It is incredible. If you like pie, I've never had any better, including
Dave,
I think it's better even than Carriage House. It's better.
That's a Dave Phillips establishment, so he'll be thrilled at the publicity there.
That's down in Nassinger Park?
Yes, it's right across from where the dog park is. It is absolutely an incredible. The espresso cream pie, I'm telling you, my mouth is watering right now. I'm like a dog at a water bowl.
Right next to homegrown.
So you're going to go get a piece of pie as soon as you're done with this segment.
I may do it because you've kind of made me want one now.
Wow, that's good stuff. All right, number one on my list, and this will not be a shock to anyone, and anyone who's ever watched City League basketball could not possibly disagree. Number one, a slam dunk, Ricky Ross, Wichita South High School, undoubtedly the best high school basketball player I've ever seen, not just in the City League, but in the state of Kansas, and I'm happy to give my vote to Ricky Ross. There you go.
I'm sure he's happy to have earned it.
What do you think, Jeff?
Good list. Pretty, you know, pretty predictable. But that
people
doesn't...
I left off include, and this was difficult, Carl Papke, Galen Nickerson, Mark Hutton, several others.
Wow.
That were, it was just a great, I was fortunate to cover a great era of high school basketball. Mike, thank you. Great list
thank
of
you,
local foods. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk later, guys.
Thanks, all right, Mike Furchus with us. giving up his time to help us with our top 10 Wednesday list. We'll be back in a minute. Shockers close to tipping it off against Tulsa down at Coke Arena. We'll discuss that game and some other stuff next. The Drive on KFH Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.